All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So CJ is back. CJ, if you are going to, I don't mind having a dialogue with you, but I told you I'm not going to accept any nonsensical response like Tim Scott and what Tim Scott did with police. If you don't understand that police don't prevent crime, police come after the crimes have been prevented. So since you can't comprehend that and others like you can't comprehend that, I don't see where you can add any value to the conversation, but I'll let you back on anyway.
Well, you've been complaining about the same stuff for 40-plus years and voting the same way like the rest of the black community, Earl. And, you know,
Hold on, man. Listen. You come on with a ridiculous statement. You have been voting the same way for 40 years. How do you know I've been voting for 40 years? This is the mentality of people like you who have
that's correct
who make statements like you just made. Well, you've been voting the same way for 40 years. You don't know anything about the way I've been voting. So okay, how can it be factual? Because it's in your head, does not make it factual. That's what's in your head. And what's ever in your head is not... What?
90%+ of the black community has voted Democratic for the last 40 years, Earl. And that's a fact. You can deny it. Maybe you haven't. Maybe you were smart enough not to. Well, and you criticize me for bringing up Tim Scott. He created opportunity zones in his state. In the inner city that created
CJ, I don't need you to tell me about Tim Scott. I knew about Tim Scott before he got to where he is. I know more about Tim Scott than you'll ever know. So you can't educate me on certain things. I'm not saying I can't be educated, but you certainly can't educate me on Tim Scott and what's happening in the black community. Thank you very much for the call. Who do we have up next, Sam?
L.A. Tom's calling in.
Hey, L.A. Tom, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call.
Earl, first off, good morning.
Good morning.
We the people are the government, or we're supposed to be. And
Tom is one of we the people, right? I mean, excuse me.
Exactly.
CJ is one of we the people.
CJ should be. I don't know what his issue is, except for the fact that he just wants to put everyone in his little bubble and whatever he heard.
He doesn't know.
Him and Dave, whatever it is that they heard on their TV or whatever it is, it's just another parrot that's just repeating the same talking point, which is why Republicans are good. They're good with messaging.
He's not good with messaging, but go ahead.
CJ, it's the income equality, stupid. That's what the issue is. Yes, there's a lot of other issues, but the income disparity that has happened in this country, just take during the pandemic alone, you got now billionaires fighting billionaires. Hopefully they'll kill each other. I don't know. That's what's happening. The politicians are owned because of the Citizens United decision. And you got some politicians that are in there that are just trying to make a buck for themselves, I guess. They probably feel like, you know what, I can't do anything. I'm out to make some money for myself. The whole system is messed up. And it's all a big game. And as what's his name says, we're not a part of it. George Carlin says, it's all a big game and we're just not a part of it. I just hope that, I hope that, honestly, this purchase of Twitter by Elon Musk, and because of the fact that it's such a big thing on social media and everywhere, that I hope that it starts waking people up and gets people to quit voting against their own best interest and actually vote against these billionaires. Because, gang, we are no longer a democracy. We are complete oligarchy. and we are completely in the hands of the owner group. Just like I used the example this morning, and I have before, of fantasy football. They give you guys all a little piece. They make you feel like an owner. Ooh, you're big. You get to choose which team or which player is the best one and all this kind of stuff. It's like all they're trying to do is make you into little mini oligarchs. Hey. So therefore, you can control your universe. Hey. And I'll tell you what, it needs to end. And we need to get some income equality in this country. And we need to start at the grassroots. We basically probably need to restart this whole government all over again, honestly.
Hey, Tom. Just, man, thank you very much for the call. I agree with you. I just, CJ and guys like him just can't even comprehend. He lives in such a bubble. I don't know where he lives, but wherever he lives, I'm pretty sure that he doesn't get to see people of color very often. And then when people like him want to spot out as if they know, you know, what's going on. And, you know, what's going on is that you guys have been voting Democrat all the time. I told you. Doesn't matter. Democrat, Republican has not changed the reality in the community in which I live. Oh, well, Tim Scott, it's just a waste of time. You aren't in a position to do anything to change what I'm talking about. Okay? You're not. You're the average Joe. And I'm the average Joe. But I'm not stupid enough to think that, you know, what I say, if I didn't have this microphone, would change anything. But what changed things a little bit more for me than you, CJ, is the power of these airwaves that I've been entrusted with. And I want to make it clear, entrusted with. Not to say something that's so crazy, you know. And the owner of this radio station trusts that I won't do that, you know. And I open the door for everybody, even you, to give you an opportunity to come on, but don't come on, you know, continuing to pontificate as if you know something about what is going on in the neighborhood and in the community where I live. You don't. You have no concept, no idea. Like, I don't know what's going on where you live. I'm not going to be so arrogant and brass to talk about what's happening in your neighborhood, man. That's ignorance. I don't know. But you arrogantly act as if you know. Man, you don't. You know, if we want to talk about what's going on globally and some of those kind of things, hey, man, fine. I'll hear what you have to say. But I'm not going to take heed to anything that comes out of your mouth about as serious an issue that I'm talking about that is taking place, life and death, with Americans that you don't know anything about. So, you know, you want to talk about the rest of it, fine. But I'm not going to tolerate the foolishness that you just talked about a minute ago. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by my good friend, Professor Bob Harvey from Charlotte, North Carolina. And we're going to talk about a whole array of things. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
Sing with me, y'all.
One word. We only got one word. That's all we got. One word. And something's wrong with it. Something's wrong with it. Something's wrong with the good world. Yeah. We only got one word.